This message is brought to you courtesy of the Signs of the Times International Audio Ministry.
We read the scriptures out of Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16 and 17. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. Wow, what powerful scriptures. It shows that God is saying enough is enough. Things are out of order. Things need to be dealt with. And I'm going to do it. A work of God. Only God can do it. Only God can straighten things out. When the world becomes a mess, if God did not intervene as He does from time to time, man, we would just destroy ourselves. That shows us that our God is a loving God. But I want you to know today there is no place to hide from God when His judgment is set in order.
Right.
When God has decided to judge His people, as He's doing here in Isaiah, as He's doing with the people of Judah, in particular the people of Ephraim, the supposed leaders, amen, and we'll get into that in a little bit, hallelujah, but He's taking care of the situation because they have gone astray. They have fallen away. And so God intervenes to stir up the people of God to see the light, to understand what truth is, and then put it back into practice so that the people of God can hear the truth and the blessings of God can fall. God cannot release His blessings from heaven unless things are in order. Scripture tells us, you know, concerning an end time judgment, that people will cry out for rocks to fall on them. It says in Revelation 6:12 and following, and I beheld when He had opened the sixth seal, and lo, behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree catcheth her untimely figs, and she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is come, and from the wrath, who is able to stand? Who is able to stand? You know, people, because of their pride, refuse to build their lives with the rock from heaven. Because they prefer to gain riches their own way, they walk around the very stone that would bring eternal riches. Not only eternal, but even riches now. Riches that they would have need of. As a result, they end up crying out to the stones and to the mountains of their own choosing, and to fall on them and to hide them. You know, I'm thinking right now back to a scripture. And it's in the book of Exodus, and it talks about the mighty deliverance of the people of Israel coming out of the land of Egypt. And there was a Pharaoh that would not let them go. But do you remember when he finally let them go? That the spoils of Egypt, the riches of Egypt, was given unto the people of God. You see, if we trust our God to work our deliverance, we will receive everything that we have need of for the trip that we have on this earth as the people of God.
Amen.
But why would you want to flee from the face of the Lamb? The same reason I tell you that Adam and Eve fled from God, their Father's face. Remember that? In the Scriptures, in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, chapter 3. You see, they had sinned by eating of the forbidden fruit. God says, you know, do not eat of the tree, of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat of that fruit, you shall surely die. See, they believe that the serpent who said, eat of this fruit and you will not die. See, and they were deceived. They thought they were going to receive riches. For the serpent said, you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. See, they thought that they would gain something, riches. And God had already said, do not partake of this. Well, they went ahead and did it anyway. And like Judah and the noble tribe of Ephraim, which means fruitfulness, Adam and Eve were on the outside looking in. There's a lot of people today that are on the outside of the kingdom of God trying to get in. There was a lot of people on the outside of Noah's Ark that were trying to get in. But see, they're on the outside because they had chosen to be on the outside because they rejected the word of salvation. For the time of Noah, the word of salvation was come on the ark. Get on the ark with the animals. That was your only way of salvation. Amen. Glory to God. God has a way of salvation for us, and it is through His Word. If we will respect this Word, if we will hear His Word. Hallelujah. God had a word of salvation for Moses when they brought the people of Israel out of Egypt. Hallelujah. One of the very most important words that they were to obey then was to put the blood of the lamb on the lintel of their entrance into their houses. If they did not do that on the doorposts, then when the angel of death came, their firstborn would be destroyed. But because they honored the word of the Lord, all the firstborn of the Israelites were saved. But all the firstborn of Egypt died. Judgment had come upon them. Hallelujah. And because they listened, Moses had followed every word coming from the mouth of God. He was able to bring that great big huge amount of people out victoriously, totally victoriously. In the same way, God has a plan, amen, for His people to bring them out of destruction victoriously. The book of Daniel talks about the stone from heaven and the building up of an end time kingdom that rejects the stone from heaven. Wow, I tell you what, I don't want to be a part of an end time kingdom that rejects the stone from heaven. It says in Daniel chapter 2, 44 and 45, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and that kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Verse 45, for as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of a mountain without hands, and that it break into pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. The dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is certain, is sure, thereof sure. What kings are we talking about? What kings? Amen, that Daniel was mentioning. Well, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. Daniel interprets it here in Daniel 2:41 through 43. It's part of the dream. It says, thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron. The kingdom shall be divided. There shall be in it of strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were of part iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Whereas thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, and they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And it's further explained in Daniel chapter 7, verse 23 and following. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, and shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of the kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand unto a time and times and the dividing of time. But, the scripture says, the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. The kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Just as was mentioned also in Isaiah 28:17, so we see God's perfect time of judgment in the last days because God's stone was rejected. There's a song that shall be sung in Revelation 15:3-4. We, the saints, will sing it once this judgment has taken place. They shall sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. For thy judgments are made manifest. Hear this. Just as God judged Pharaoh and the people of Egypt, just as he judged the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar and those of that kingdom, just as he judged Nimrod and his tower of Babel, so will also God judge the end time Antichrist and all who follow his lead into eternal destruction. You know, God's going to allow this end time government, if you so will, to rise into power. Only just like Nimrod, he's going to come and bring destruction to it. Hallelujah. He's going to bring destruction to it, and then the victory will be given over to the saints. But hear me. Why the destruction? Why? It's because the stone or rock from heaven has been neglected. The stone that has a name. The stone of salvation. The stone that has a safe place to hide. The stone that is protected from eternal judgment. The stone that is higher than you. The stone that is safe. The stone that is talked about in Acts 4:10. As Peter was speaking to the people, he said, 4:10 and following, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Scripture tells us in Hebrews 10:6 and following, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ, the rock, down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ. I'm saying he's the rock. Again from the dead. But what saith it? The word. The word of God that we're talking about today that will save you. Scripture tells us in Romans 10:8 and following, it's in your mouth. It's near you. It's in your mouth. And it's in your heart. That is the word of faith we are preaching. that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Scripture says, it's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. The action of believing from the heart and confessing from the mouth is faith in the rock from heaven. This action cannot be done by the will of man. Man can't will this, but it has to come under the inspiration and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you have to understand, uses men who preach God's word and are full of faith themselves. Scripture tells us in Romans 10:13 and following that, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the Scripture then says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Because it's written, how beautiful are the feet of him that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. The Scripture then says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For the prophet Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing. And who is he hearing? He's hearing the preacher. And what's the preacher saying? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. It's the word of God that will save a soul in the last days. These last days. These very last days. It's the word of God that will save your soul. And if you don't believe it, you will not have your soul saved. But God, by his precious grace, has given each man an opportunity, man, woman, and child, to believe the saving word of God and be delivered from the destruction and the judgment of God that is coming on the land, not only now, but in the days ahead, it will get worse. Romans 10:8, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words went into all the world. We have had missionaries from our country, of America, go into all the earth and thank God for those who heard the word. If you have not heard the word, find somebody who preaches the word and obey the word that you might be saved. Have you heard the sound? The end of the world is upon us. Open your eyes to the truth. Choose Jesus and a saving love today. Remember what Jesus has done for you. He loved you so much that he was willing to die a despicable death upon a cross, the cross of shame. But the shame that he bore was not his own. It was your shame and my shame. And he shed his precious blood on that cross. The only thing that can deliver you from dying and going to hell. Because that blood represents your forgiveness that you need of your sins to be right with the God of heaven. Choose Jesus before you end up choosing his justice. Remember, Jesus is the tree of life. Come freely. Come and receive freely. Your eyes will be opened, not unto death, but unto eternal life. There'll be no shame, no fear, no guilt. No, you'll have love, faith, and hope. Salvation, healing, and deliverance. Joy unspeakable and full of glory, and a peace that is beyond all understanding. If you want that, pray with me right now. Under the power and on the anointing of the Holy Ghost, say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. forgive me of my sins that separate me from you, Almighty God. Come into my heart now and be my Lord and Savior. Save my soul and deliver it from destruction. Give me, Jesus, that new life that this preacher is talking about. I want to go to heaven and I want to live forever. I tell you right now, if you truly humbled yourself and you believe, God will reveal Himself to you. If you'll listen to His voice, He'll guide you into eternity from this moment on. Amen.
This message is brought to you courtesy of the Signs of the Times International Audio Ministry. Please prayerfully consider helping us continue to keep audio messages like the one you just heard free for all to listen to and download. Many in foreign countries and even the United States cannot afford to help. Send your gift directly to Signs, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled LISLE, New York, abbreviated NY, USA. Thank you, and Maranatha, our friends.